on the phone with me now, I've got Dave from the band Vices. All right. So the last name, let's go there first. Dave, lead vocalist for the band Vices, on the line with me now. And I'm going to say Nuritzowicz, right?
You know what? You had it
oh.
a little bit ago. Yeah. We already went through this, man. We're good.
All right. So we're all good. It is Dave on the line from the band Vices. Now, Dave, real quick, sort of a backstory on Vices. How did you guys get together? Because just throwing some research on you, I know you're from another band. You're in the Chicago area. You kind of had a couple other guys sort of float on. So tell us the story on how Vices became Vices.
Well, I used to be in a band called Heart Set Self-Destruct, and I was in that band for about 10 years. And we kind of like grew out of the garage and like, you know, into the, you know, national touring circuit and stuff like that. We had a lot of good stuff going for us, but, you know, I just didn't really have the right team behind us. And just a lot of stuff. So it was a big learning process for us. But, once that band disbanded, you know, I was having a rough time finding people I really enjoyed playing with and, you know, saw the vision that I had. So, I had a buddy out in Los Angeles. He's a drummer, and we've always talked about being in a band together. And finally, I just called him one day, and I was like, "Listen, man, let's do this. You know, I'm gonna start flying out there." I'm like, "But like, let's do it for real." You know what I mean?
Right.
I was flying out. I've been flying out to Los Angeles from Chicago for 4 years now, twice a month.
Wow, you got some freaking yeah. 5 miles, right?
Maybe just a little bit, but yeah, you know, we just really wanted to put something together that was that you know, like-minded people, you know, trying to, you know, go the distance, you know, and you know, me flying out there, it's a little bit unconventional way to do stuff, but I'll tell you what, when I'm in town, everybody's there for the whole week. Everybody's there for the things we need to do, and you know, we spent the first half of our career so far as this band, we didn't even play a show. We started playing 2 years ago. We started playing live 2 years ago, but we've been a band for 4 years. You know, we really wanted to brand ourselves. We wanted to get the music put together. So we really wanted to take our time with everything and make sure that when we did do, we did start playing out, everything with all the cards were lined up, you know?
Now, I've seen that as I was doing some prep here for the interview with you today, Dave, you were talking about in a couple other interviews as far as support and having the home support to be able to kind of go out there and chase your dreams. And actually, I found it interesting, you were talking about your parents, correct? In one of them, where you're talking about the support there. Talk about how that support kind of helps you get to where you're at today.
Well, I'm basically like a musician specifically because of my dad. And, you know, my dad is basically, he gave me, I grew up watching MTV, you know, when they still played music videos.
I remember that. I do remember that too.
Yeah. That was the best, man. I waited for my dad to get home from school. Like, cause he was a teacher for 33 years. And, I wait for him to get home from school and we just sit and watch MTV, man. We just watch all those videos. And, you know, that's when it was cool to like, you know, really watch those things, you know, like, you know, I love it when bands put music videos together that you want to watch again and again and again, you know? And, so that was one of the big things. And then when I went away to college, my dad left me with about 3 decades worth of vinyl because they were cleaning out the basement and stuff. And he's just like, "You can have these." And I listened to every single one of those records. I don't even care what the cover looked like, man. There's some covers of those records that are like, I couldn't even believe it. And someone was like, "Hey, good job, man. That's the picture we're going to put on the cover." Man.
Right.
It's like some guy in a fedora in a field or something like that. I don't even know, man.
I'm just thinking of little Dave sitting there with his dad who's a teacher watching MTV. That's just exciting
Hell
stuff,
yeah, man.
That's exciting stuff right there. Especially
my favorite video, dude. My favorite video, man, is Genesis Land of Confusion, man, with those creepy ass puppets, man.
Oh, right. I love it. All right. So we'll move on a little bit here. Now, I noticed that you're helping along with the assisting of the writing of the music for the band Vices. Inspiration. Where are you pulling inspiration from when it's time to put the pen to the paper?
You know what? Songs kind of like dictate themselves. So with my old band, we used to always like write the music first and then try to like fit the vocals in. With this project, I write all my melodies first and all my choruses and everything first, and then we put the music to it. So we already know we got a strong chorus. We already know we got this, and then we put the rest of the music around with it. And we've been doing some heavy writing with our producer, Augustus Kreins. He's fantastic. He's done like some stuff with like Butcher Baby, Stitch Apart, But he's just, you know, he's kind of like a fifth member of our band, you know, and he kind of brings our stuff to life. But it's nice because everybody's, you know, putting the work and, you know, writing the songs and stuff like that. But when I'm sitting down and actually like writing about stuff, you know, like the whole purpose of the band is we're writing about people's vices, you know, whatever they may be. We're looking at stuff from like different angles and stuff like that. We're just really like driving it in hard, you know, as far as like feelings and emotions and stuff like that. We want to connect with people on a lot of different levels. So when you ask where the stuff comes from, you know, like I said, it just kind of dictates itself. You know, I definitely pull from a lot of personal stuff,
right?
Past stuff. It really kind of just depends on the song, you know?
I think you described it perfectly when you're talking about the band Vices and trying to pull from vices in people's lives. It definitely, it goes together, man. It goes together. Now, your sound. All right, so the band sound, I'm glad you mentioned Stitched Up Heart because I saw Stitched Up Heart in Lancaster a number of years ago. Fantastic band, sort of on a fringe of active, heavy. That's kind of where you guys are at, right?
Yeah, we want to fall like, you know, we want to be able to play with the lighter active rock bands, and we want to be able to play with metal bands.
All right,
so that's like where we're at, you know, like we want to be able to do it all. We definitely want our face crushers in there. For our set, you know, because like, you know, I love playing those songs live, but you know, like, I also want the song to have a big chorus. A big chorus is like the most important thing for me. Like, it makes a song memorable. It makes a song, you know, like worth. People are gonna be like, I want to hear that again because of that.
Right.
So it's, you know, that's where we're at with it.
Well, you need a time to start the pit too, right? You need that time in between there.
Oh yeah.
You can't be playing a song
Everybody
where there's no pit involved.
Easy.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Right.
Exactly. But anyways, all right. So let's get to your new. Let's get to your new single, Thin Luck. Now it's out now. It's charting. It's doing very well. Inspiration pulled on that song is from where, man?
Thin Luck is basically about toxic relationships. Whether it be with somebody else, whether it be with a situation, or whether it be just with yourself, you know, there's a lot of different things that could be, you know, it's just, it's one of those things where people are together or you're in a situation and you're just comfortable, and it could be the worst situation in the world, but you're just there and you can't get rid of it. And, you beat it to death. And I think everybody's had a situation like that. I know I have.
Song here, Thin Luck by, the band Vices. I got Dave. And I'm not going to try his last name again. Me and him, we're already crushing about it off the air. So I'm going to leave it on there. But here it is right here on iRockRadio.me, the band Vices and their song, Thin Luck.